Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 18th. Happy Saturday. Many of the students in our student ministry are on retreat with Joel and Ethan and Fallon and Ed and all the volunteers who have gone to be with the youth in West Virginia. So say a prayer for them as they ski for protection and for their spiritual growth and renewal while they are there. Today we're in Genesis chapter 15 in our Old Testament reading, so we're going on a fast ride through Genesis. Yesterday we finished up with Noah being able to exit the ark, but we're skipping over chapter 9, which is God's covenant with Noah and with all living things. Do you remember the sign of the covenant with Noah? It's a rainbow, which according to Jen Wilkin is God's everlasting sign to remind us that mercy triumphs over judgment. So the world has been judged, but God says, no more, never again will I destroy all living creatures on the earth. In today's passage, we see a little glimpse of another covenant, the covenant with Abraham. God's covenant with Abraham was that God was going to make him a great nation and that through Abraham, all the peoples of the earth would be blessed. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. I see a theme developing. The people of God are having to realize the character of God, and this is true for us as well. Abraham is like, how in the world is this going to happen, Lord? And God reminds him who he is. In verse 1, he reminds him, I'm your shield, I'm your protector, and I'm your reward. So I'm the one that you are going to go after, and ultimately that relationship with me and eternity with me is your reward. And then in verse 7, he also reminds him, hey, don't forget, I'm the one who brought you out of Ur. So we're remembering what God has done in the past, and we're remembering his character to shield us in the present. And then we look forward to the promises of Scripture. The promise of this covenant is that Abraham would have a land. God promised him the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession. And then he was promised descendants. Do you remember how many descendants? As many as the stars in the sky. And then if we read on, we will learn that through Abraham's seed, through Jesus, all nations on the earth will be blessed. We're going to skip over the sign of this covenant, but does anybody remember the sign? Circumcision. And one last point that I want to make is that this covenant was unconditional. That means it was solely based on God's faithfulness and not on Abraham's actions. Our second reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Our third reading today is from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Can you recite the memory verse yet? Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And a voice from heaven said, who? This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. I would love to hear how you feel about the memory verse and maybe some tips for how I can communicate the verse throughout the week. Ultimately, I'm just so encouraged that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the one who came out of love, and he has perfect unity with the Father, and the Father is pleased with him, and he showed us what it meant to submit to the Father by being baptized. It's a beautiful verse, and so thank you for thinking about that with me today. I want to go back just for a second to Jesus's temptation. Did you notice what Jesus did to fight the devil? He used scripture. And so today, as we close the podcast today, I want to read a scripture over you as a prayer. Will you pray with me? On this Saturday, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of God's glorious inheritance for his people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.